From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A deadly car crash over the weekend in Humboldt County Friday evening. Dispatch advised of a traffic collision which happened on State Route 96. 17-year-old Rocky Robbins of Willow Creek saying he was a passenger in a vehicle which went over a cliff sometime between 2:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. Robbins indicated that he was ejected from the vehicle, later making his way up to State Route 96 where he obtained a ride from a passerby. Officers responded and found the accident scene near Ike's Falls. Emergency rescue personnel responding to the scene found a dead man outside of a vehicle about 100 feet from the Klamath River. Due to the steep terrain, remote location, rain, and darkness, emergency rescue personnel were unable to recover the body. CHP officers remained on the scene, and at about 8 the next morning, personnel with the Orleans Volunteer Fire Department launched a boat to assist in the recovery. The dead person's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Another fatal crash happened on Saturday. 63-year-old Mark Lindley of Eureka was driving his Ford F-350 east on State Route 299 west of Willow Creek when he lost control on a wet roadway. The pickup traveled into the westbound lane and collided with a van head-on driven by 47-year-old Kevin McConnell of Hoopa. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, locating a dead passenger in the van. McConnell, as well as another passenger, 77-year-old Gwendolyn Van Pelt of Hoopa, suffered serious injuries. They were taken to St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. Lindley and his passenger, 48-year-old Jason Lawrence of Bayside, uninjured. Identification of the deceased passenger is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Safety signage has been installed at Big Lagoon Beach, one of the most dangerous beaches in Humboldt County, in the aftermath of two tragic incidents. Tuesday, during the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting, there will be a presentation to recognize those instrumental in initiating, designing, installing, and funding the safety sign project. A family lost their lives in 2012, and another young girl lost her life this year at Big Lagoon Beach, where there are unpredictable, powerful ocean waves and exceptionally steep beach faces. Once swept into the ocean, the chance for survival is low. The safety signs will increase awareness of the unforeseen dangerous conditions and hopefully save lives. Arcata Police Department's Juvenile Diversion Program announcing that registration for the next Parent Project course session is now open for enrollment. The Juvenile Diversion Program provides to at-risk students and their families help from the juvenile diversion counselors and a school resource officer who directly serve inside Northern Humboldt County schools. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.